Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Scopes. For the 23rd of November, so we've got a lot going on today. Super Moon, Outer Bounds Mercury, Super New Moon, and yeah, there's lots of other things to talk about as well. So I'm just going to jump right in there. Now on the 23rd, the Moon enters Void of course again. And then it enters Scorpio at 11:34, and it's also going to be a super new moon later on as well. So yeah, the best use of the moon in Scorpio energy is to look after your financial, sexual, emotional health, working to understand and let go of any anger, increase your self-discipline, take practical action towards completing things, study scientific, technological or occult topics, and forgive those you feel have wronged you. If you find it hard to express your emotions, writing them down now may help. The moon in the constellation of Scorpio may also see people becoming more diligent and making a practical effort to improve their home environment or their work or environment, you know, space, their living spaces, their men, women and nuns and their binary caves and dens and stuff. So this energy, moon in Scorpio, is good to also make sort of serious paperwork like life and other insurance. Study scientific, technological, occult or other intellectual subjects and practice self-discipline and mood control. If you consciously use the moon in Scorpio vibration, you can complete the things you put your willpower to. Doing the work to improve your physical or emotional inner feeling, spiritual and psychological home. Taking care of your finances can bring extra rewards in the long term. If you start the work of improving your life or continue it right now, also increases sexual and psychic activity. Negatively, past emotional resentments and conflicts involving money and other resources may cause problems in relationships. Although you may take action to avoid these types of confrontations, you may be forced to deal with them, so it's best to admit any wrongdoing and try and forgive yourself and others at this time, which may be hard to do. It's best for you so that you can move forward. So, yeah, remember, we can never change our past. We can relive it repeatedly in our minds, blocking the new directions we could be walking towards. There can also be an increase in jealousy and or vengeful behaviour when the moon's in the constellation Scorpio. People can be intent on repaying what they see as past wrongs. People can become more secretive in their behaviours. And this can create further tension in close relationships. Some of you may feel like your creative and vital energies are blocked. Getting as much rest as possible is essential to rejuvenating your life force and, you know, upping up your energy levels. You may want to try some, if you have got anger and rage, if you do any martial arts or Tai Chi, jumping, screaming for some of you may be the best way to release pent up anger, you know, when you're out in a secluded place or in your car. Lack of money may also bring you added stress, but it's imperative to consider what you can do with what you have rather than focus on what you don't have. It can take longer for you to reach your goals in the long run due to lack of adequate resources you may have to make do, but if you keep on trying, eventually you'll get there. Although you may be, you know, tempted to start new things, the best use of this moon in Scorpio energy is to finish up old projects, any old business, any old paperwork, resolving old arguments and stuff like that. For you gardeners out there, when the moon is in Scorpio, it's a decent time to plant hard crops and vines such as pole, beans, corn, cucumbers, pumpkins, tomatoes, squash, melons and courgettes. So also on the 23rd of November, Mercury enters out of bounds. So out of bound planets in astrology, planets are called out of bounds when their declination is greater than 23.27 degrees. If you are listening to this podcast on, you know, like a podcast player like Spotify, Amazon, like that, if you scroll through the list, I'm sure that I've made a clips or audio, or maybe a long audio, knowing me, explaining all what declination is all about. So out of bound planets or luminaries in transit can enchant creative thinking and self-expression. People can speak their minds more during this phase. On the local global level, secrets may be revealed, or there can be a misuse of official communications or other resources, and this can be revealed. Mercury begins its out-of-bound period on the 23rd of November 2022 and stays there until the 22nd of December 2022. Mercury out-of-bounds increases intellectual reasoning and or creative imagination. You may find yourself craving more knowledge during this phase and wanting to be around people that stimulate your mind more in relationships. You may seek a more analytical, psychological connection. Superficial attractions may not turn you on now. This transit additionally gives you the power to start or continue learning new languages. In the social sphere, you and others may have fun or cause arguments by making fun of each other, imitating each other and things like that, and this can hurt some people. Some people just take it as light-hearted fun. Negatively, you can have difficulty finding the words or right ways of verbally communicating your opinions or needs. However, you may be better at writing your feelings at this time. It's excellent influence that allows for more creative writing and content creators to produce content that explores taboos around communication, such as speech disabilities, using AI to produce content, dirty sex talk, and using swear and other offensive words, and what they mean and why people find them offensive, and pros and cons of each. People can also become more self-conscious during this time, anxious, reserved in emotional expression, and more shy. Also today on the 23rd, we have a super full new moon. So a super moon happens when the moon is at its closest point to the earth in its ecliptical path, so that it appears bigger than it does at other times. According to some astrologers, super moons enchant and deepen emotions and repressed desires and feelings can surface more tensely right now. So yeah, new moon energy is all about new beginnings, even if it's just new ways of thinking about you doing things. When it's new moon, it's an excellent time to think about improving your life, start new projects, look for a new career path, begin new courses and things like that. Rearranging your home or office to create comfort and practicality is the best use of this energy as well. Although, you know, for some of you, it may not be just the right time to make practical plans in terms of taking action, fulfilling your plans, but it's a good time to research or the planning stage of it and finding out those details and having them down to a good plan. Being consistent in trying to achieve your goals is the best use of this time. Don't underestimate the planning side of things. People are more likely to think more independently, focus on their own priorities, so there can be more introverted behaviour and less socialising right now. Anything started under the new moon period is well aspected to be a success in the long run. If you are prepared to do the hard work to make your dreams a reality, negatively, people can become more intensely focused on their needs at this time. There can also be an increase in selfish, egotistical, controlling behaviour, people wanting to get their own way, which can lead to arguments as people try to dominate each other. The moon can also be a good time to invest time and energy in your own personal development or re-evaluate your long-term investments, especially those related to food, creative and entertainment, stock markets and stuff like that. But make sure you do fact checks and don't buy into the panic and just try to stay level-headed, because you know there are a lot of losses going on in the financials at the moment. During the new moon phase today, the moon also makes a conjunction with Mercury and Venus. So although there's some aspects going to talk about that is going to bring in those power struggles, this energy allows for harmony, affection and empathy in social and professional, intimate and all the types of relationship. People may pay more attention or talk more about beauty, appearances, money, possessions, music. energy supports all forms of inner work and personal development, which is the calling of the new moon. So this is like doubling and reinforcing that energy. The mind has the power to influence emotions and actions under this, so just be aware of that and just make sure what you are actually doing and saying is what you really want to put out there. Mercury's conjunction with Venus supports imaginative thinking and creating creative solutions to your problems. People can talk more with passion, express their authentic feelings, especially in, you know, romantic hookup situations. And this influence allows people to authentically listen more and intuitively tune into and understand each other's point of view right now, which can draw people together or cause some arguments for some of you. Jupiter also makes a conjunction with Neptune, so this allows for separating the positive from the negative and also provides the vibration for all creative types to get serious about their work and be disciplined and think of strategic plans to overcome obstacles in projects. This is backing up again the new moon calling of you starting planning or starting to work in or continue to work towards your goals. Also excellent energy, because we're talking about Neptune here and Jupiter, both are dealing with that sort of higher learning, deeper meanings in life, so exploring the psychic realms and stuff like that if you can stay grounded and learning new things in general or continuing existing hobbies. The sun and moon also makes a separating trine to Jupiter, so it's further amplifying the capacity for people to cooperate with each other and be helpful and be a bit more open-minded. But negatively, some people may be too lazy or do too much, be overindulgent with food, money, drugs and other intoxicating substances of service right now, and this can again further cause arguments in intimate relationships or make you not do your work as good and lower productivity in general. And because Venus and Mercury also makes a trine to Chiron, emotions can get the better of us, but it's, this energy also allows to support and understand your own and other people's pain and have the right words at the right time, helping each other through emotional and psychological suffering. But again, negatively, you can use words or actions to hurt other people, trigger each other. But all of this is a powerful healing energy, so supporting that healing force. Mars separating trine to Saturn again backs up the willpower and discipline and determination that I was talking about earlier. So although there may be some pressure, this provides the energy to not to crumble under it. Jupiter's ongoing sextile to Pluto supports all forms of occult, scientific or technological work or research. Saturn's ongoing square to Uranus, however, can make people feel inferior and causes power struggles and abuses of authority. And so it's important to remember to compromise or affirm your boundaries in case people try to take advantage of you. So to avoid exploitation and stand your ground, but in a harmonious way to avoid explosive conflict as well. Mars makes a square to Neptune, so this supports that some people may waste the new moon's potential and get lost in the intoxicating substances or try and numb themselves from reality by using adventure and pleasure seeking. Watch out for, again, taking dangerous amounts of harmful substances, because Mars's influence here can make people act impulsively. Neptune's brings avoidance and a lack of clarity, so together this can lead to excessive risk taking that can negatively affect your long term emotional, psychological, physical, material stability. So avoid wasting the opportunities that come your way under this new moon. The fixed mold is strongest, meaning people are given a chance to be more focused and they want more tangible action rather than idealistic words. But still, we've got strong Venus and Neptune energy during the new moon and water being the most potent element today, so this can make people more emotional, avoidant and using distractions to escape, and feelings can get in the way of logic. And on top of this is our people, because of that fixed energy, people can stubbornly resist any change and prefer to stay in their comfort zones overall. And if someone's saying no, get out of your comfort zone, people can act a bit violent with that Mars sort of like influence there as well. So, but all in all, if you apply yourself, there's a lot of planetary aspects that support positive thoughts and actions. The sun is in the Scorpio's 8th Sabian degree and the moon is in the 9th. So the tagline for the Sun Sabian degree is a quiet openness to higher inspiration. So suggesting that a calm mind is needed to achieve your goals, and your mind doesn't have to be still all the time, because you know that's kind of impossible. Yet there must be periods of stillness so you can hear the guidance from within. On the individual level, it serves as a reminder to heal any barriers you have to loving yourself, so you can experience an inner love that transcends and rises above all personal feelings, situations, egos. That, you know, although if you suffer with grief and stuff like that, or pain, suffering, even though you may still experience heartbreak and stuff like that, you've got this inner centre of love that knows that you can get through it. And the moon is also in the 8th degree of Scorpio. So the key now for this is overcoming the negative results of social practices and ego cravings. And the tagline for this is a dentist at work. So if, when you think of a good dentist, it's someone who takes their time and has care while working with delicate areas such as your teeth and gums. So it's with this same attitude that this degree calls upon you to take the healing and growth of your the spiritual, emotional and psychological areas of life. Just being careful, make sure you go through, you know, each womb, each unresolved trauma step by step. And none of it isn't easy to do so, but this degree supports that sort of deep inner work where you make your mind up to understand, heal and manage your addiction and personality traits, so you try and form some kind of balance so you can still move forward in your intentions and your goals. This energy is urging you not to rush the process as you embrace change and be gentle with yourself. Try and be as calm as you can with all the economical instability and increased social unrest. It will take courage to think outside the box in these traumatic, divisive times. And not to be blasé about it all, but if you look back through human history, the Earth is constantly in the traumatic cycle of destruction and change. And although times are unstable, it will take inventiveness to rise above it and the energy to be inventive and to plan it, even though the future looks bleak with environmental changes and stuff like that. And this is not to scare anyone, but this is just to be real about the state of the world and not to sugarcoat it. But still, if you think for solutions to get out of your problems, if you're in dark emotional times or financial times, and may have to make some changes, and you may not like to make these changes, but if you do that, you can, this energy supports all your efforts in making practical and much needed changes to your day-to-day life. So yeah, I told you there's a lot with a moon void, of course, then moon entering Scorpio, then a super new moon and Mercury out of bounds. So yeah, thanks for listening to this. Take care and see you tomorrow.